T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:22 on Total Information AM. That's Carol Daniel. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's opening day, and here's KMOX's Stuart McMillan. As fans head inside the ballpark, they will have new food options, won't they, Stuart? Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Mission Taco. Well, let's talk about Shaq. What did Keel O'Neill bring to the table?
Well, he's bringing Big Chicken to St. Louis, and in their first ever location here, too. That's a big venture of his. And I was talking to the spokesperson about, you say it's Big Chicken, but really, how big are we talking about? He's like, well, just look over there. And they had this giant sandwich, 5 ounces chicken breast on a sandwich. Ballpark prices, but 5 ounces. It'd fill you up. Got fries and
how much is it, like $13.95
or something? I think it's
16.
Okay.
And did you try it?
I did. And it's the new sandwich called the 314. It is a donut with a chicken in there.
Mm.
And it is delicious. It was spicy. It was savory. It was sweet. It had maple bacon on the top of it.
Oh,
how many napkins you need for that one?
It was like 12.
Okay.
I counted them out, actually.
12 napkins,
one,
16 bucks.
Two, yeah, yeah. Actually, it should, for every dollar. Honestly, that's how you should measure
calculate it.
Okay, so I talked to the owner of Vincent Marsden, who owns Vincent Van Donuts. He's teamed up with Big Chicken. So they went with a local group, which was really cool. They're in the Grove. He's a little kind of like a mom and pop shop, just with the pop. Anyway, so he talks about the 314 sandwich.
It's a maple bacon donut. So it's just a dyed red donut with a maple glaze, a little bit of candied bacon on top, which is candied with a little bit of brown sugar, cinnamon, and cayenne. So a very subtle spice on the dough itself, which complements the salty, sweet, savory of the spicy chicken sandwich itself.
So the Cardinals, they brought a bunch of people into the stadium to kind of walk around and, you know, check things out and try things. And I kind of wanted to see with these different groups I was talking to, not just get the PR, you know, spiel, figure out what's really going on. So I asked Vincent Marsden, how's biz? So how's business locally?
It's great. We've been blessed. Yeah, I mean, we usually see a sellout on most afternoons. We try to keep up. We're a small production, so we do everything by hand. Everything's cut by hand. We make everything from scratch. So we're just trying to keep up with the demand. This was an outstanding invite to be a part of this.
Did it shock you?
We're thrilled. It shocked me.
No.
Did it shock you?
My God. Why didn't I think of that, you genius?
It was really cool. It was surprising.
He called you?
No, just a text.
Some guy named Shaq something else.
That's right.
It was like close.
It was close. No, Shaq, hopefully someday maybe I'll get to meet him. But it'd be an interesting thing because I'm 5'6". I think he's like 7'1".
7'1".
Yeah. No, it was awesome. I mean, we take a lot of pride in our product. And like I said, it's all made from scratch. So to be paired up with a company that feels the same way about their product, it was really neat. And hopefully a match made in heaven.
A match made in baseball heaven.
Wow.
That's what he meant to say, I think. But anyway, so that's Big Chicken, local connection there. And then Mission Taco Joint, of course.
Yum. Oh,
so delicious. Co-owner Jason Tilford is telling me what was on the menu. It's got a ton of things. They've been in other stadiums, too, so this isn't their first go-around.
So this is our hot corner chicken. It's a take on a buffalo chicken. It's braised in wing sauce. It's got a celery seed ranch dressing on it, some shredded lettuce, some hibiscus pickled onions. Then the other new one we're doing here is called a regular taco, and it's exactly what you'd think.
It's just a regular taco.
Okay. What they want. Then the two from the restaurant, this is our vegan soft taco for the vegans. And then this is our most popular taco in the restaurant. This is our mango shrimp taco.
So it takes a lot of effort and expertise and things to be able to sell inside of a stadium, to go out to events. And he kind of told me the struggles of that, even early on when they started up.
This is going to be way bigger. We have more POS, more people, more space. It's just a whole new thing.
How do you prepare for something like that?
Well, we have a big commissary kitchen in Webster Groves where we make a lot of our stuff. And so it's actually easy for us to do this. We do festivals all the time, like, you know, Taste of St. Louis and these things, outdoor festivals. So we have a good infrastructure of people. And it's just the ability to do stuff like that. We go to Kansas City and do events as well. So, you know, it's grown to a point where we have equipment and people and, you know, packaging and all that stuff.
Okay, so Mission Taco started by Jason and his brother Adam. And they had a Mexican restaurant when they first started out, and I can't remember the name of it, but it wasn't Mission. It was something else. And then they started this little mission place. And it's play on the word, you know, when churches start a mission, they put a little another church out there, like a church plant. And then the church plant took over. So Mission Taco, very successful. Also Freddy's, I got to hang out with them, and they got steak burgers. They're up in the Budweiser Terrace, which is a really great area for kids and run around and burgers. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they'll do well up there. Mission's probably first on my list then. I'll get there. Yep. And you're right. It is not easy to do. If you want to have product that is exactly like you have in your restaurant, it takes great effort. There have been others that attempted to do it and said, Joyous, actually, said, you know what, we're not going to do it. We don't have the staffing to do and have the same product that you're used to. I remember them saying that. So, you know, it's an effort for sure, and congrats to Mission for putting it forward. I think it's going to be a great addition.
Can I just get the Shack chicken without the donut thing?
You can. They got a normal sandwich.
I'm with you on that, Carol. Give me the sandwich.
I really
liked it. It was good. The 314, you have to try it, you know, cut it in half, throw it to somebody else, you know?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, and by the way, Big Chicken told me a little secret.
Oh.
They said Shaq is planning to show up sometime this season at one of the 79 home games.
Wow. Well,
you buried the lead.
Shaq went to Soulard Mardi Gras, not this year, but last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He had a party.
He didn't just go.
He had a party.
He likes it here.
He does like it here. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Stuart McMillan. Without the food. Talking about food, but bringing no food.
Good point.
Come on, guys.
All right. Okay, fine. Next time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.